Welcome inside the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health. Well, a really fun episode of the podcast this week as a new era for FIU men's basketball begins under Joey Cantent. And even while it's brand new, it's also very familiar with Coach Cantent's coming back to FIU. The Florida ties will be evident all around this coaching staff, and we get the chance to introduce you to two of them today. It's a double feature for you this week on the FIU Athletics Podcast. So two parts. This week, we'll focus on the player coaches, if you will. Two guys fresh off their international playing careers, now bringing that tremendous experience and so much more down here to the 305. In the case of the two guys we'll introduce you to today, both SEC players, both getting it done at the highest levels of some of the most upper echelon programs in all of college basketball, now bringing that wisdom and so much more down here to the 305. So this week we get a chance to introduce you to Kenny Boynton and Jabril Durham. A quick timeout on the FIU Athletics Podcast, and then we'll introduce you to Coach Boynton and Coach Durham.
At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, you don't have to be a pro athlete to be treated like one. We use the latest innovations to create a treatment plan personalized for you, no matter who you are. Our team of orthopedic and sports medicine specialists have the expertise to help you get back out there performing at your best. And with top-notch recovery and physical therapy, you'll be back in the game and living your life to the fullest in no time. Welcome to pro-level orthopedic care. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/ortho.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and as a former police SWAT officer, I know what it takes to build a great team and to be a great operator. I've applied these principles in building the world's only total relocation company. From listing your house for sale to finding your dream home and everything in between, Good Greek can do it all. Good Greek also offers junk removal and auto shipping to complement our renowned moving and storage business. For your total relocation solutions, go to goodgreek.com.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Fired up to talk to this guy, someone I've known a long time, someone whose hoops career we in the state of Florida and South Florida have got to witness for a long time. A couple weeks away from turning 35, so, you know, let's say, what, 28-some years that we've seen this guy ball out on the highest of levels. Kenny Boynton joining us here on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Coach Boynton, that's going to take some adjustment for me. I imagine for you, Coach Boynton's going to sound a little bit weird for a little bit here as well.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I always ask every newcomer this, why FIU? What drew you down here, back home to South Florida, and to start your coaching career here at FIU?
First, FIU, I'm from South Florida, you know, obviously, so I respect every school and college down here. So I've known FIU since, you know, the beginning of time. I've had friends play for FIU. I've known Coach Cantons for over 25 years. So, you know, when I seen he got the job, kind of just made sense. You know, I wanted to be a part of the basketball community here.
Take us to the beginning of that relationship. When did you first meet Coach Cantons? What were kind of some of your first impressions of him 25 years ago?
I first met Coach Cantons. We both were playing for Team Breakdown. I was way younger than him, so they were kind of trying to bring me up. My older brother and Joey, they are the same age. So they played on the 17 and under at the time. I think I was about 15 at the time. The last tournament of the year, our coach, he lets me join the team to try and get me to kind of see how the older players function, the speed of the game. He let me join the 17 and under on a trip to Las Vegas for the big time tournament. And there is when I kind of met Joey and kind of was around him. And, you know, back then and still, he was a very, very quiet guy, shooter, left-handed shooter, you know. So coach has some game.
He does. But what you're kind of doing there, and it's a little bit of a humble brag from you. I mean, basically, since you were 12, you were always playing up, right? That's something we've seen from you for a long time. And all time, Ball is Life, mixtape, and one type, all that. It sounds old when we say it, but, you know, back in our day, that's what mattered. That experience for you, you know, you're 12 years old and on the national stage. What was that like for you as a kid?
It was great. I got to see some of the best players in the world, some of the most legendary coaches in the world. Like, I remember my first tournament, we were stretching before the game outside, and Coach K kind of walked by, you know, and I kind of was starstruck, like, dang, you know. Honestly, my first time probably seeing Billy Donovan, I think, that tournament, you know. So our first game, we played against Amir Williams, I think his name was. I think he went out of high school. We went on to play against O.J. Mayo and Monte. Monte Ellis went out of high school. So we played against those guys. So it was kind of my first time kind of seeing national players, how they function, how they perform, you know.
How do you kind of react to that, right? Because you could name drop basically everybody in the NBA, right? It's like, hey, I played against that guy. You've gone against the best of our generation. How did that help your game? How do you kind of absorb that as you all kind of grew up together?
It helped me a lot at that time because I was much younger than them. So, you know, seeing those guys kind of go out and score 40 points and, you know, 50 points, it kind of gave me something to kind of reach. You know, it gave me a motivation to get to that level. Didn't take too much long for me to kind of, you know, show my talent. You know, I think that next summer I kind of came on a national scene, but it gave me, you know, a sense for that summer to work to get better.
Fast forward, you have an incredible career at Florida, second leading scorer all time up in Gainesville. And then you're playing pro, right? And that took you everywhere.
Yes.
Take us through that experience, right? From France to China to Israel. What was that like as you basically get a world tour of basketball?
It was a great experience. My first year I went to Israel. I don't know. It was different. You know, it took me a while to get used to. I think when I first got there the first night, I think I kind of walked to the store or something and I kind of tried I think it was like a strawberry Fanta and I spit it out. You know, it was nasty. Kind of, you know, get used to the food. It was different, you know, but once I kind of got used to it, the basketball was different, you know, and it took me a while to get used to the basketball at first. But once I got used to it, I kind of took that and kind of ran with it and tried to be the best player that I could be, you know, over there.
How helpful is it with Coach Cantens having that same international experience? That's one of the biggest reasons he's here at FIU. How much does it kind of help you having that experience and being fluent in a lot of the same basketball languages that coaches?
It helps a lot. I mean, we understand each other, you know, from even the relationship from 25 years ago helps. But the overseas basketball, that's kind of his style. You know, he kind of recruits overseas basketball players. So, you know, when those players get here, I kind of could relate to them and help them kind of transition here. So in that sense, you know, his style, it didn't take me too long to kind of get used to the plays that he's running, the style that he's playing, because I've, you know, actually played in that style. So it's kind of been an easy transition with both of our backgrounds having an overseas play.
While you're playing overseas, I think a lot of folks don't understand the challenges that come with that. You know, you're overseas during 2020, so you're going through that. You have the visa challenges, right? That leads to their own type of quarantines. Like, take us through some of the challenges of that, while you're also still trying to be the best basketball player that you can be.
Well, I would start with the corona when it first started. Luckily, very luckily, I was coming home for a break. I got back home and someone here kind of mentioned that to me about the coronavirus. And At the time, I was like, what are you talking about? And they was talking about China because I actually was in China at that time. So I text my team about I was supposed to come back that Sunday and they kind of said, oh, no, you know, it kind of had spread. And, you know, I kind of, you know, started to pay attention a little bit to the news about coronavirus. But fast forward to once basketball started back, I think, a year later, now it was different because once I got there, we had to go through a 21-day quarantine. So 21-day quarantine, literally, you can't even take a step out of your room. So that was different. You know, that took, you know, a while to, well, I never got used to it, but that was tough. I tried to bring some food with me, some noodles and stuff, and I ran out of those. So once I ran out of those, that's when it got kind of tough the last 5 days. But once the quarantine was over, it was kind of good. We kind of played in the same style of the bubble as the NBA did, you know, with no fans. So that was kind of different, but it was good. It was good.
That was kind of a worldwide experience though, right? We all had that quarantine. We all had the shows we were watching at the time or whatever. What was your go-to quarantine show while you were stuck for 21 days?
I think around that time I was watching The Blacklist.
Okay.
Yeah. It had a lot of seasons, a lot of episodes. So it kind of kept the time going.
For sure. And then your international playing career continues, right? Obviously, until very, very recently. Take us through the decision. All right. I want to get into coaching because if I go back to your senior year team, right, you tell me Billy Donovan III is getting into coaching. No duh. No kidding. You tell me Will Yeget's going to get into coaching. I think he might eventually. He'd be a great coach. Tell me Kenny Boynton's going to get into coaching. I go, I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Obviously, you are, and you're going to be great at it. But take us through that decision where you decide, okay, this is something I want to get into.
To be honest, if I'm being honest with you, I had the same reaction that you have. If you told me 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I'd be coaching. I went through 2 surgeries on my lateral meniscus. It wasn't getting better. I just never felt the same after that. That's when coaching kind of crossed my mind. And I kind of went to deep diving into it. Like, this player's in the coaching, this player's in the coaching. Like, you know, I kind of seen the future in that. And I don't know, time has its way. You know, I seen Joe kind of get this job and it just made so much sense to me.
I mentioned a couple of those guys. Do you still talk to those guys? You know, P.Y., Will You Get, Scotty Wilbekin, all those guys. I can rattle those names off. They all make me smile. But do you still talk to those guys?
Yes, we keep in contact kind of like through Instagram. But the guy that I most talk to probably consistently is Urban Walker. And from time to time, Brad Beal.
All the backcourt boys from the Gainesville days.
Rosario too, Rosario.
Mikey Rosario as well, yep. All those guys were a bucket. That's where I want to go next with you, right? As you get into this, how much do you want to coach your style of basketball? Because for those who don't know, what was considered a bad shot for a lot of people was not a bad shot for Kenny Boynton. Like, he was just so good at, to be blunt with you, you can disagree with me if you want, but the no, yes shot was like your specialty. Because like, you just pull it out of nowhere. How much do you want to coach guys in that realm versus also understanding, hey, it takes kind of a special shooter to be able to make that happen?
Personally, I kind of want to approach it as, you know, finding their weaknesses, you know, and kind of strengthening that first. You got some players, they like to drive. The shooters, I definitely will coach them that way. Kind of telling them, teaching them, you know, a good shot from a bad shot. But, you know, when that shot clock gets down, you know, we're going to go over, you know, shots with hand being in your face. You know, I just think you having a hand in your face just makes an open shot pretty much easier. You know what I'm saying? So definitely in the workouts, my title here is player development. So I spend a lot of time on the court with those guys.
Stylistically, and going back to what Coach Donovan did, there were a lot of those five out elements, right? Or four, you know, Eric Murphy would play out, be able to shoot all that. How much did that kind of prepare you for what Coach Cantens wants to do and run that true five out that's really going to space the floor?
It prepared me a lot. Coach Cantens is more, yeah, like you said, Eric Murphy or Vernon Macklin. They were kind of in a paint. I think Coach Cantens, he recruits more five men that could shoot. Realistically, it's kind of all the same. Once the play ends, Coach gives his players a lot of freedom. You know, and I like that. I like his style of play. He likes to score a lot of points, which fits my style, you know, so it would definitely be easy to coach. You know, I'm just excited, you know, for these guys to get to campus and get on the court with these guys.
As you're going through that process, you know, right by campus, take us through what it was like interviewing for the job here at FIU. Were you back in Boynton or Boca anyway? And that made it kind of an easy commute. Kind of take us through what that was like for you.
Yes, I was home in the Broward area. I kind of reached out. We kind of set a date to come in. And I came down here to meet with Coach. And I don't know, it was more so like family, you know, instead of I felt more like family, you know, than an interview, you know, with our history. You know, we did the interview and it went well. Some days went by. He kind of told me, you know, I got the job. You know, in those days, I think that was different for me. You know, I'm used to signing contracts and you get the job there. So those days, those nights were kind of long. Eventually, he gave me the job and I'm definitely going to make the most of this.
For sure. You mentioned growing up in Broward. I think South Florida in general as a basketball development place kind of gets overlooked, right? We talk about it as a football place. We talk about it as a baseball place. And it's great at those two things. But how do you see it kind of evolving, developing over your time as a place where there's really, really good basketball talent as well?
Oh, man. I think this generation of recent, I'm proud of them. I think they've taken it to another level. I remember being in Virginia at the NBPA, the NBA Players Camp with Brandon Knight, you know, and we were roommates. And, you know, we're kind of talking about we want to change the narrative, you know. And I wouldn't say we were the first to do it. I wouldn't take that credit, but I would say we helped. We helped kind of get New Yorkers or, you know, everyone around the world to kind of see us as being respected as a basketball state, you know, and that was kind of our goal. But I think the Vernon Careys, the Scotty Barnes, I don't know, Anthony Simons, I could name all day. It's too many to name, you know, that they've taken it and took it to another level and consistently got us draft picks year in, year out to see Florida as a basketball state.
And now as you get into this thing and you talk to Florida guys and you watch them on film, what are some of the things that you think you're going to look for from future FIU players, right? You're looking at film, you're deciding, hey, is this a guy we want to pursue? What are some of the things that are going to be your non-negotiables, as they say in coaching, that you're looking for on film?
Me personally, I kind of like those guys with that chip on their shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
I like a...
Sounds like somebody I know.
Yeah. I like a guy who's been denied. You know, he's been denied and he feels, I got to show them. So, you know, me personally, I look for those guys with that grit, you know, that toughness, that Florida tough. But, you know, everybody's different. You know, everybody's has to be coached different. But I'm looking for guys that's tough, you know, hungry to be better. That's kind of my eye of when I go look at players is what I'm looking for. The guys that's playing defense, the guys that's not complaining about shots. I'm definitely looking for shooters because that's what coach prefers. You know, he plays a three-point style of an offense, you know, but tough basketball player.
Speaking of coaching guys tough, it's appropriate we're talking to you today, just the day after Billy Donovan steps down and is going to be successful wherever he goes, without a doubt. But as you go back to that era, what did you learn from Coach Donovan, who to this day is one of the best teachers of basketball I've ever been around in my life? What did you get the chance to learn from him over those 4 years?
Coach Donovan, man, he was good, really good at, you know, kind of teaching me personally about resilience. Everyone's good when the shot's going in. You got 20 points. Everything's good. Everyone can play good. You know, everyone's in a good mood. When you done had two or three bad games, you know, you're missing shots. You know, he kind of was good on kind of drilling into me resilience, you know, responding, letting that shot be done, you know, not letting your offense affect your defense. I kind of learned, you know, through time that, you know, whether the shot goes in or not, you could always play defense. You could always do other things on the court to kind of help your team be better. So I think Coach kind of opened my mind up that it was bigger than offense. It was bigger than scoring a basket, you know, to kind of help your team win.
When did that kind of click for you, right? Because there were times during your playing career where you'd have a tough day, but like we're all sitting in the stands going, if you had a tough day today, that means a 9 for 9 is coming tomorrow. That's just how it is. How were you able to kind of withstand that and stay level in the roller coaster?
I had my tough times. So I don't know. I think maybe my senior year, that's when I kind of clicked that. Shots not falling. You got to do other things to help this team win. My junior year, I think I was one of my best years in college, my junior year. So I think my senior year, that's when I really faced like kind of adversity.
Sure.
So I would say my senior year.
I'm excited to watch you bring that mentality to these guys. I told you before we started, I'm so stoked you're here. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Kenny Boynton joining us here on the FIU Athletics podcast. Coach, we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Continuing to introduce you to some of the new names in a new place down here in South Florida. Joey Canton's staff starting to come together. And Jabril Durham joins us on the FIU Athletics podcast. Coach Durham, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. I'm exhausted, but we're going. I got these bags under my eyes. It's been going nonstop. We got 8 visits in 9 days. We're going from sun up to sun down. Joey Crazy Canton's got us up at 6 a.m. doing Olympic-style liftings for an hour and a half. I can't feel my arms, but hey, we're going.
Willie Simmons, the football coach here at FIU, talks about the portal like it's speed dating.
Yeah.
Have you kind of enjoyed this speed dating experience so far?
Yes. It's definitely speed dating. It's definitely a lot of that. 24-hour trips, right back to it the next morning. You're getting to learn people. Of course, we've been evaling before, getting a good gauge of who they are already. But now when you get them on campus, it's like, okay, let's see if you really are the right fit. Let us fill you out. And let's hopefully get a deal done. If not, okay, we got to get to the next one. Like, it keeps going. It's a revolving cycle until we get a roster together.
It's a wild time in college athletics, for sure.
Yeah.
I always like to ask everybody this first question. Why FIU? What drew you down here to Miami to take this job?
Yeah, well, first, I was also a JUCO player. I played JUCO. Well, I started off NAIA. Then I went JUCO, and then I finished at the University of Arkansas. So I was the portal guy before the portal guy. So I understand these kids a lot in that way. But it's very attractive to say not only is it Miami, but you're working with a young staff like Joey and Adrian and Lane. All these guys are JUCO guys, right? Then now we got Kenny Boynton's staff as well from Florida. So it's an easy plug and play right here, right? It just fits perfect like a mold, like clay. Hopefully bring some wins back into FIU program.
Take us through the process for you, right? Coach Canton gets hired. He's looking to fill out his staff. How did you two get in touch and what ultimately led to you getting the job offer and taking the job?
I was applying already. You know, I was at Florida State this past season under Luke Laups. Joey actually was a GA when Luke was a player there, right? And Michael Fly also was a general manager for FSU. Him and Joey Canton worked together at Florida Gulf Coast. So, you know, through those connections, through those conversations, they put me in the right position to at least get an interview. I came down here for an interview and I was with Joey for 24 hours. We did some film. We did some personnel stuff. You know, we talked. And 48 hours later, I was in Indiana going to the Final Four because I still was kind of clueless on what was going to happen. And he called me. It was like, hey, I need you down here ASAP. Port opens tomorrow. And I'm here.
Let's go. How early in that conversation did you guys realize, wait a minute, FSU GA, that's the exact same way that Coach Canton started his career. Like,
yeah.
How early did that come up?
Ironically, so they practiced at our practice facility early on in the season when they had a game up close to Tallahassee. I can't remember who they was playing, maybe TJC or something. I'm not sure. But they had a game up there and they practiced at the practice facility and he walked in. I met him immediately. Like Michael Fly was like, hey, go introduce yourself to him. he's going to be a head coach here soon. And like 9 months later, boom, he's a head coach, you know. So I got to talk to him then. He coached in Europe. I played in Europe for a decade. So it's a lot of connections and a lot of relationships of like, hey, we cut from the same cloth in a lot of different ways. So it's cool.
That's where I wanted to go with you next. We were just talking to Coach Boynton yesterday about it, that international experience, getting to play in a bunch of different countries. You were in like 10. What was that like for you as you got to be kind of a world traveler of basketball?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I come from Dallas, Texas, so I've always been a traveler, right? So I told you I did the whole portal thing already. So I pride myself of being in the culture wherever I am and just being able to go all the way up north and play close to the North Pole, to going and go play Far East Russia where the time difference is 17-hour time difference, and going back into the middle where the life is good, but the money is not that good. It's just I've been all around to where I feel like I have a good gauge of these players and I'm able to help them with their development as far as like the next level and what that looks like. But overall, me and my family, we all love Europe. Like I was over there in Europe with my wife and one of my kids for 4 or 5 years. So it was a great time over there. And I only retired just because it just started getting hard. I didn't retire. I told a lot of the Florida State guys that too. Like I still get buckets. Like I was killing them this year. I just stopped because it was just time, you know, it was just getting hard, but I still got that fire in me and I'm going to bring that down here to FIU as well.
Between you and Coach Boynton, I think our assistant staff would get buckets on most assistant staffs in the country.
Oh, 100%.
There's some SEC offensive pedigree there.
Yeah. Two SEC boys, man. You got the 1-2 punch. Hey, pick your flavor, dog. Pick your flavor.
Hardly said. Did you have a favorite country that you enjoyed playing in the most?
Favorite country I enjoyed playing the most by far, Italy, because the passion. They love their basketball. I played in a historical city called Bologna, which is central Italy. Play for Fortitudo. It's called Basketball City. So it's two teams. It's Fortitudo, which is the blue collar guys. And then there's Virtus Bologna, which are the rich people, right? It's literally separated down the line like that. So if you're a blue collar, go to work 5 times a day, you're a Fortitudo fan. And if you're rich and in the billions, then you support Virtus. So Italy by far, and Greece, two passionate places who have great food. All I need is good food, passionate place to stay, and I'm good.
I think those are probably like the two most common answers when you ask people, like, what's your dream vacation? I think those are the two clubhouse leaders. That had to be wild and, you know, playing where the vacations are.
100%, 100%. Great places. I've toured a lot of places. I lived in 9 countries, but as far as visited, probably visit up to like 17, 18 countries in Europe, just being close to. Once you're in Europe, it's easy to get anywhere, right? So, yeah, so it's easy to travel around.
Very much the other end of kind of the cultural spectrum, but the Brittany Griner thing, I think a lot of fans came to realize playing in Russia poses some real challenges, some unique challenges. For you, what was that part of it like? Where especially you said you're all the way in the Far East.
That right there was a big one. Just playing in Russia, understanding that the lifestyle over here is a little bit different, right? It's kind of communist. People are kind of like mean, you know, to be fast, a lot of people are mean in Russia, you know, so you got to just understand, like, they're not going to smile at you when they say hello. They're living in negative 20 degree weather in there. You know what I mean? So it's nothing to say hi about. So I think the biggest thing overseas is situational awareness, right? So if you don't understand the language, picking up on social cues, picking up on body language, I'm a real big body language person because a lot of times I was playing on teams where the coaches didn't speak English. Or the environment I was in was not an English-speaking place. So I was always gauging around, looking around, trying to look at the facial expression, looking at the shoulders, looking at the eyes, like just because I had to pick up on those things to survive. But once you get it, you get it. And it comes back home and it helps you a lot in your work.
Well, that's where I was going to go with you. How much does all of that help as you come to Florida International University, right? And every coach on our staff has international ties, either played or coached internationally, recruited internationally. How much does all of that knowledge help you as you come into this new role?
I love what it brings. I think we have 140 countries represented on campus. I mean, that is amazing. So the fact that I can go and speak Polish to somebody or say dzień dobry to a German that walks by, ask a Polish cafeteria lady, yashimash, which means how you doing in Polish. Like just being able to say those little things are pretty cool, especially with Europeans like or just international people in general. Making them feel like home is big, right? So just taking your time to say, como se va, just saying, hello, how are you doing? That goes a long way for people. And I know that when I was overseas and somebody would try to speak English to me, that made me feel special. So I hope to bring that here.
Kind of speaking that same language and speaking the same basketball language. As I get to know this staff, you mentioned this earlier, but it hit me as I was going through it. The staff's really young. Like a lot of you guys, you know, either like Kenny Boynton's first coaching job, you get to step up GA to assistant coach, right? Coach Cantons is obviously not old. Like, how excited are you to embark on this journey with a bunch of guys who have similar experiences to you and are in that similar age range?
I think you have to say this, like, everybody was young at one point in time, right? And everybody's first time was everybody's first time, right? Everybody got a chance. Everybody had the decision to move up and had that opportunity. So I think the young is a good thing, though, right? Like, 7 visits in 8 days. Like, we're going from 6 a.m. to midnight. You know what I mean? Like, that's the young, passionate part about us that, like, we're going to get it done. All of us are JUCO. Like, we come from JUCO bios, per se, right? So we're all grinding. We all know, like, no job is too small for somebody. We're all cleaning out the offices and doing all the small things. So, like, we still all have that. Me and Joey both have that GA mindset still. Joey's driving the car all over the place, driving people left and right. And I joked when I was like, dude, you're the head coach. You don't do this. And he's like, no, this is what I want to do. I want to show the players. I want to show, like, FIU, like, I'm all in, you know. So I love it. Us being young is, like, that's our superpower. Like, it's a good thing. We don't run from it. We're going to figure it out.
I totally agree. And it's an energy thing, right? And it flows right into the style that Coach Cantons wants to play. How excited are you to get to coach that style? Up-tempo. I mean, you look at your career, right? You stuff the stat sheet like a quadruple-double. This style leads to that, right? So how excited are you to be able to kind of coach this really free-flowing style of hoops?
Yeah, this style is what Europe and NBA are doing, right? This style is fast-paced, so it's really big on points per game. Now everybody wants to be over 100 points per game, right? College, we even at Florida State, we tried our best to get over 90. If we got over 90, we was excited. You look at Alabama, their style is fast. South Florida, all the teams are moving in that direction already. Joey has already done it at the JUCO level, which is very hard to do, especially with rosters changing every year. So to be last 3 years averaging 95 points per game, that's awesome at the JUCO level. Now we can translate that. At FIU, I mean, we're going to be top in scoring. So this style is fun. This style is fast. I love it because, like, I'm an instinctive point guard. So we bring in all these point guards in. You got the instinctive side. You got pass first point guard with me. And you got the shooting point guards with Kenny and the scorers with Kenny. I mean, it's going to be a great tag team of these guys. Like, they're going to be Swiss Army knives, you know, and hopefully they leave here better than they came. And we won a lot of games. So this style, I'm excited about it. I'm ready to have fun. I'm ready to push the ball and scrap on defense and win a lot of games. This style also relates a lot to the University of Arkansas. So we was called the fastest 40. We full court pressed the whole game and we were trying to score in the first 7 seconds. So I'm very used to this. This is my home. This is where I'm supposed to be. Like this, I feel like a player all over again.
There you go. We're excited to have you at your new home. So fired up. We can't wait for this season to get started. Coach Durham, we appreciate you joining us.
For sure. For sure. Appreciate you. Pause up.
Great to catch up with those two guys right there. Coach Boynton and I went to school together, so amazing to see him on the FIU staff and watch Coach Durham play at an exceptionally high level while he was with the Hogs. So two amazing additions to Coach Canton's staff. But that only represents half of the equation here on the FIU Athletics Podcast. Be sure to keep it locked right here, FIUsports.com. In just a little bit, we'll introduce you to the coaches, if you will. A couple guys with a little bit more traditional coaching backgrounds on the staff with Coach Cantons, but it's really just one degree of Cantons. There's not a lot of separation between this coaching staff. They all have very similar ideas, very similar backgrounds, very similar philosophies on how this thing should and will look for FIU. That's going to do it for us on this edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast brought to us by Baptist Health. So much more basketball to talk, so many more people to let you get to know. Keep it locked as always, and as always, pause up.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.